Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane as we talk about Product of USA labels. Back on that in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 29,000 head, 3,700 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and 19,000 head of weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Ethan Lane, Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says his organization has been studying the Product of the U.S. issue for several months now. And he says they're ready now to move forward, engaging USDA, finding some solutions that'll work for their producers.
You know, this is an issue that, like you say, we've been hearing more and more about. We had some state affiliates that had this come up during their summer meetings, and it does center around the use of Product of the United States and similar labels in beef that goes on our store shelves. Those labels are approved currently through the Food Safety Inspection Service, FSIS. What we've been looking into in response to these producer concerns is what the scope of use is, what the approval process looks like, what do those benchmarks look like in order to be able to use a label like that, and is this an area that we need to get into to ensure that we're protecting our producers from this label being applied in a way that's not in keeping with what consumers might be looking for or what we want to see in labeling this product.
And Ethan Lane says after these cattle producers that are part of their working group has met on the issue several times, they're ready to engage FSIS in these labels that say Product of the USA that may or may not be.
There's a lot of ambiguity in this space. We don't think anybody is doing anything wrong. We don't think anybody is violating the law or violating regulation. That's an important place to start this conversation. This isn't about pointing the finger at anybody. This is about a system that's probably gotten to a point where we need to get involved and work through that whole value chain to provide some clarity and ensure that we don't have labels that are being used in a way that doesn't work for our producers.
Ethan Lane acknowledges there's some cattle groups out there that are seemingly ahead of NCBA in this process as far as talking to FSIS and USDA about the Product of the U.S. labeling issue.
So there are a few other smaller producer groups in this space, and they tend to like to kind of see what we're working on and then jump the gun and just shoot first and ask questions later. And that doesn't mean the concerns they're responding to aren't valid concerns, but I think the concern that we had is that they missed a step in this process. So we saw this group, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, file a petition essentially asking for these Product of the USA labels to be restricted only to born, raised, and harvested in the United States product. So basically the old M-Cool designation.
And Lane contends if the U.S. cattlemen get what they want from the FSIS, that could immediately trigger a WTO retaliation that's already in place by Canada and Mexico.
The result of that continues to be the same thing, and that is a return to an M-Cool dynamic that would immediately trigger an aggressive retaliatory response from the WTO by those countries to our north and south, Mexico and Canada. And you know, that's not a new process that would start over. We like to remind people that if that were to be the case, were we to trigger that, day one, we would see those sanctions go back into place. So, you know, our goal here was, okay, how do we address this problem? And how do we make sure that we're pursuing those needs of our producers without triggering a response that would be economically catastrophic to our export market and to our industry in general?
Lane says that NCBA believes that FSIS does not have the structure to be able to verify some of the claims that they are apparently blessing at this time. And he says their working group has indicated that they believe the solution may be to go to that voluntary regulatory process that's already in place at the Ag Marketing Service, AMS. At the end of the day, this is really a marketing claim.
And so our focus is going to be on whether there's some action that can be taken there to ensure that no such label can be used without going through an audited verified process. Where that process exists currently is at the Ag Marketing Service through their process verified programs. Those programs already exist. We have producers throughout the country that have already used those types of programs, and they have a real benefit in that AMS has a structure in place that can verify that the claims that are being made are in fact representative of what's going on the package. And we think that voluntary system that's already in place, there's no new authority that would need to be created there, is an ideal opportunity to really make sure that you have a route to go in if you see value in putting a specific origin claim on your package. Now, we think there's probably more value, and we're going to see more producers probably latching onto the idea of doing a PVP for, you know, beef grown in the valley that they live in or in the state that they live in, and really putting some value in there. And we've seen some states seize on that. We could see retailers doing a PVP specifically for their product. I mean, the possibilities in this space are endless once we move through that.
And Lane says it's important to understand this is more than just beef that we're talking about. And he says it's also important to understand the entire value chain needs to be involved in this decision-making process. It can be done from a regulatory point of view, doesn't need new legislation, he contends. But at the end of the day, it's about FSI as staying in their lane, which is important when it comes to the overall label, but allowing other parts of USDA to jump in when it comes to marketing claims.
Right now, FSI is always going to be the last word on approval of a label, right? I mean, because there's a lot of other stuff that goes into that and a lot of food safety issues, and we want to make sure we're respectful of all of that. But when we get into these marketing claims and we get into that side of the equation, that's not their specialty. That doesn't mean there isn't a lot that goes into what they're doing on their side that we need to maintain the integrity of. But when we're talking specifically about these kind of claims and verifying these claims, that really is better served in other parts of USDA that have the manpower and the expertise to do it, and quite frankly, already have the regulatory structure up in place to accommodate it.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 38th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.